On the line, we have Todd Perry, who is the youth support intern for Smart Ice. Good afternoon, Todd.
Good afternoon. Thanks for making the time.
Can you tell us what you thought about Smart Ice?
Absolutely. So I have two main thoughts that come to mind when we think about Smart Ice. One is the importance of the company when it comes to battling climate change and creating safety around the ice that we use and the ice that people need to travel on. I think that's really important, but I also think it's incredible what we're doing here. We're creating opportunities for youth to learn the skills, how to build the technology that is keeping people safe in the community. So basically, we're building the smart buoys, and the smart buoys are inserted into the ice, and they communicate with a satellite, and we can go online before we travel on the ice and see if the ice is safe or not by seeing how thick it is. But also what we're doing is training youth here in Maine to make this technology, which is pretty incredible. There's only about 20 people in the world that know how to make this technology, and we train 7 of those youth here in Maine. So wow. It's only the 7 youth here in Maine. There's a few engineers in St. John's that, you know, they've built a couple of models to get to this version that we're using today, and there's a couple of youth that have been trained in St. John's as well. So a big part of Smart Ice being a social enterprise is to create opportunities for community. So we're not only trying to make safer communities, we're trying to build more opportunities in the community. So Maine already has a ton of opportunities here, and Smart Ice is just adding to that. So we're teaching our youth the technical side of production, but we're also teaching them social-emotional learning, emotional regulation. We do resume building, we do interview skills techniques, we do first aid training, we do WMIS training. So we want the youth to walk out of here and have the skills that will make them competitive in a market to find sustainable employment.
Can I ask you, who was the person training for the WMIS and first aid and such?
Yeah, absolutely. So we partner with an organization called Choices for Youth. So that organization in St. John's is an organization that helps youth who are experiencing barriers to employment get job readiness skills to become ready for the job market. So we had one of their trainers come up for the first 2 weeks of our 8-week program. Rory is his name, Rory Lambert, and he did the resume building, interview skills. Myself, I'm a social work student, so I'm finishing up my social work degree, so I did some mindfulness training with the youth and emotional regulation, self-regulation, and then we also had Trevor Payne come from Goose Bay, and he did the first aid training. We partnered with the JS. They had some training happening up there as well. And WMIS, there's actually a program online, so we taught that here in-house. We had a few laptops set up so the youth could all do it at the same time and help each other out, which was pretty cool. So we're always looking for opportunities in the community as well. We actually had Hospitality Newfoundland and Labrador. They were up here doing a training session on service best. So that's customer service skills, hospitality skills, and that was a full day of training that these youth did as well. So any opportunities that come up in the community that we can engage our youth with, we want to take avail of those opportunities as well. Yeah. So by the end of the day, what makes us unique, I think, is we're an employer that is trying to get our youth other jobs. So basically, we want to give them skills so that they can move on to further employment, right? So if somebody comes here and they don't have any work experience, that's fine. We're going to teach you stuff so that you've now got a reference when you leave here. You've now got something on your resume that you said you've done X, X, and X, right? So we're trying to build up the resume of our participants as much as we can.
Yep. So during their 8-week program for this Smart Ice, how did you like it?
I loved it. Oh my God, I can't brag about it enough, I guess. Not necessarily about the work that I'm doing, but the community. Like, being up here in Maine, it's been something that I've wanted to do for a long time. I'm from the island, and I never had the opportunity to travel to Labrador before. Being in the social work program, I've met a few people from Labrador now and from along the coast, and hearing them talk about it, it's a place that I really wanted to come to. So Maine, in and of itself, has been an awesome place for me to visit and actually work in for a couple of months. So I feel like I've really gotten to know the community well and people within the community. Everyone's been very welcoming. And working for Smart Ice in general, it's really good to work for an organization that gives back to the community. And that's what makes Smart Ice, I think, so different from other businesses. Smart Ice is a social enterprise, and a part of that mandate is that we need to give back to the community. So we're not just selling these buoys to make a profit. We sell these buoys, and by selling these buoys, the funds get funded funneled back into the organization so that we can do training for the youth. We can have the Smart Ice Production Center up here in Nain. Being here in Nain, there's an additional cost that we wouldn't normally have. Let's say if we were doing this in Halifax or on the island, we could probably do it a little bit cheaper, but we want to create these opportunities up here. And being a social enterprise, money from the company gets funneled back into the company so that we can actually produce the Smart Buoys up here in Nain.
Okay, so you said that you will be selling the buoys.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that published yet?
We don't know. There are some people who could probably give you more definite answers, like our executive director, but from my knowledge, we have a few buoys that are on order right now, and when we do the second group of employees, we're going to have another group of employees in September. So they're going to be making some buoys then, and then we're going to open up shop here full-time in November, come November and December, and we'll be producing more buoys. So we do have some orders out currently. I'm not sure how many we have, but we do have them already ordered, and now we have to make them. We're just waiting on some of the buoy parts. The parts are quite complicated and they take a lot of time to produce the parts, but when we get them on the ship to St. John's, they'll be sent up here.
Okay. The next program in September, are you attending this one again?
I won't be, unfortunately. Like I said, I'm a social work student, so I've only got two semesters left, but I'm going to be in Natwashish come September. I'll be there for 3 months doing a work term, and then I have one more work term. But I hope to come back when I finish my school in some job that I don't have yet, but I hope to get a job up here in Nain or somewhere along the coast when I finish.
Yeah. Okay, Tad, was there anything else that you wanted to add?
No, just thank you for making the time and showing some curiosity and giving us an opportunity to talk about the work that we're doing here. It's a great opportunity for youth in town, and when we do hold our training programs, please apply for it, because it's a really good opportunity, even if you don't have any work experience at all, to gain work experience. And that's what we're all about. It's providing more opportunity for people.
I'd like to thank you, Tad, for this information you had with the Smart Ice, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
On the line, we have Rick Sowell Jr., who is the Northern Production Lead with Smart Ice. Good afternoon, Rick.
Good afternoon, Joanna.
Can you tell us what the Smart Ice is about?
Here in Nain, we have the Northern Production Center, and what we're doing right now is we just completed our 8-week pilot project where we hired on several local youth, and we taught them how to build what a smart buoy is, and we actually taught them how to build the smart buoys. And besides that, we taught them some soft skills, such as we built their resume, we helped them cover letters, we've done other training with mindfulness, first aid wellness, and other employment projects to help them further their career.
Great opportunity for the students.
Yeah, no, it was really great. I mean, there's hardly anything like this given anywhere on the coast, and for this to be a pilot project, and this being our first one, we've learned a lot in training our local Inuit youth.
Yeah. How long has this been going on?
Like I mentioned, well, we're just on our last week of our 8-week pilot project. So we've been teaching these youth for the last 8 weeks. Again, the employment readiness skills in regards to the resume, cover letters, some mindfulness, and such other work training, such as WMIS and first aid, and we've done other courses that come up.
As this was a successful project for the town of Nain, will you be planning to hold another one?
Yes, so the plan is right now. It's very tentative, but it looks like it'll happen that we'll have a second cohort or a second group of people coming in to do the other pilot project. We're looking at starting September 12th, I believe.
September 12th?
Yes, so we'll have another group of 3 to 4 people this time for a 6-week training project.
Does that include students?
Right now, we're more focusing on youth between the ages of 18 to 29. So we can't take any school-aged children because we'll be running it during school days. Right?
So how can people apply once you start this program?
We're kind of, after this week, we're shut down for a couple of weeks, but we will post the job ad out on August 12th. We will be taking names from September 7th.
What did the successful students receive in their completion?
At the end of the course, we gave them a certificate in the completion of just being a Smart Ice trainee. Besides that, they have this 8-week employment program that they can put on their resume and the skills that they've learned from us, and they'll take that away, and hopefully it'll help lead them towards just betterment in their education or employment.
Okay. Thank you, Rick.
Yes, you're welcome.